This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Michael Penick.
Can you walk us through that final drive? That was a fantastic drive. Can you walk us through that?
Walk you through it? We had to go score, and that's what we did. That's all it was. You know, it was just the team always believing. You know, we wasn't giving up until zero, all zeros on the clock. So that's all it was. I'm tired. I just celebrated. I had my first time celebrating.
Did any of it bother you? There's no rain, of course, but it was pretty bitter cold. Any of that bother you or have trouble holding on?
I was good. I was just ready to play. I wasn't worried about that. And we still going to throw the ball. It don't matter what the conditions are.
On any of your throws, did you feel as though the wind impacted it at all?
Yeah, for sure. It got away on a couple of them, but the ones that counted, they got there.
What was the biggest play on that last drive?
The biggest play on that last drive? I don't even know. I can't even lie to you. I barely remember the last drive. I was too hyped.
That's by Cam Davis.
Oh, yeah, no, that was the biggest play. Oh, my gosh, third down. Big play, you know, the defense, they messed up. I don't know what they were doing. They messed up, and they left him out there. I just had to get him the ball. You know, I wish it was a better throw, but, you know, I was just trying to get it to him as fast as I could. And, man, Cam is a dog. That boy, he come to practice every day, so I know he's going to make plays like that in the game. So I just put it in his vicinity, and he's going to go get it.
What were they doing? I mean, I know that they've got a really strong secondary. Talk a little bit about comparing them to who else you played this year, and were they doing anything you didn't anticipate?
No, they weren't doing nothing we didn't anticipate. They did mainly what we thought they would do. As far as their secondary, they do got a good secondary. You know, they got a good defense in general. You know, I feel like they probably felt like they coming in, they had a great game plan. You know, I feel like they played good. But you know, we made plays when we needed to. Defense made big stops. You know, over and over and over again. So we had just capital. We needed to capitalize off of that, and you know, we started taking advantage of that.
That touchdown to Jack, I mean, he was wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, was that a busted coverage or was that a great play call?
I'm going to be honest. That was one of their corners trying to do too much. He was trying to play somebody else's job, and I seen it. So I was like, oh, boom. Gotta play your zone.
You guys were hitting on third and long all game long. How big was that?
It was huge, but we don't want to be in that situation. You know, we put ourselves in that situation too much today, you know, but we definitely capitalized. You know, we had a big fourth and long on the first half. First couple of drives, you know. But, you know, we made it count when we needed to. You know, that was the main thing. You know, we don't want to be behind the sticks like that. But, you know, those things happen in football games. And we just had to make sure that we go out there and just keep our composure and, you know, and just execute our plays to the best of our abilities. And, you know, I feel like we did that very well tonight. And, yeah, we don't want to be in those situations, though.
What's the mentality like, you know, commanding the offense on that last drive? I'm sure wanting to score a touchdown, but knowing that you could set Peyton up for a pretty easy field goal.
Yeah, we just knew we need to protect the ball. You know, I couldn't put the ball in danger. Just making sure I control everything that's going on the field, make sure we're moving with good tempo and just executing the small details. You know, that was the main thing. You know, we know that nobody can stop us. You know, that's how we feel our offense. We feel like nobody in the country can stop us. So, you know, when we got the ball, it was like 4:35 left. Man, it was no doubt in anybody's mind in that huddle that we weren't going to go down there and put some points on the board. So, you know, that's the thing about this team and this offense. You know, those guys never quit. You know, those guys are always going to fight all the way to the end. And, you know, they show it over and over again. And first of all, I need to thank my old lineman, man. I had so much time in the pocket tonight, you know, to allow me to make some of those big throws, big-time throws on those long downs that you were talking about. But, yeah, the old lineman played their tails off. You know, that was a great game by them.
The lights went out.
You ever been in a game that had a delay like that before?
I've been in a weather delay, not no lights delay. That was crazy. That was crazy.
What'd you do?
What'd I do?
During that delay?
I sat on the heater. It was cold. But when it was time for me to get back ready and warmed up, you know, I did that. I made sure I got ready.
How does a win like this propel you guys into Oregon? Big, huge game against Oregon next week.
It just gives us confidence. You know, just coming off the bye week, you know, we just knew we had to come out strong, you know, and make sure that we execute. You know, it was a Friday night game. You know, we weren't worried about it. You know, we were up for the challenge and we were ready. And it just definitely gives you confidence, you know, just going in week by week, just seeing more things about the offense, you know, just we got that ball, that last drive, I don't know exactly, we were on like the 3 or 4 maybe. Yeah, man, that just shows the grit that this team have and that offense, this offense have, the offensive line, you know, blocking their tails off, giving me time to make checks, make reads, and, you know, just go down there and put points on the board. So, you know, it definitely gives us a lot of confidence. And, you know, we just got to we're going to celebrate this win. After 24 hours, we're going to get it out of the system and get ready for Oregon.
What happened on the interception?
He made a good play. He made a good play. I threw a ball that I shouldn't have thrown. Yeah, that was bad. I tried to at least make the tackle, but I got shook. It's crazy.
Michael, what was the thought process on that last drive when you start at your own 3-yard line and, you know, maybe having to punt from the back of your own end zone into the wind? What was the mindset of needing to get out of your own territory?
Now, our only mindset was we got to win the game. You know, we knew that they like to run the clock. You know, we knew if we gave them the ball back, you know, we probably wouldn't have got it back. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we took advantage of that drive and make sure we got down there and got some points on the board. And it was great that we took up all that clock, you know, not allowing them to get the ball back and getting that field goal at the end. You know, it was great execution, and the offense played their tails off all 6 minutes. And, you know, it was a beautiful win.
With that interception, is it more of like the defense isn't stopping you, they're just pausing you because, like you said, you guys can't be stopped? Is it kind of just like maybe an opportunity to refresh and kind of dial it back in?
With the interception?
Yeah. Is that
almost? No, that's just me making a bad throw. that's all it is. I knew I couldn't throw that. I tried to fit the ball in the tight window. I know the wind blowing. I'm not going to blame the wind. I threw it straight to him. Like, he made a good play. He redirected on me. But, you know, I know I can't put the ball in jeopardy like that, and I got to stay away from that.
I know the Midwest can get pretty cold, but was this different at all?
No, it wasn't. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't even that cold. It wasn't that cold. It's not as cold as what I was thinking it was going to be. You know, I'm glad it didn't rain. You know, it don't matter if it did, but I'm just glad it didn't. You know, all week we were preparing for the rain. We had a rain practice. You know, we just make sure that we're ready for it. But, you know, the weather, that's something that you're not supposed to think about. You know, if you're a baller, you're a dog, you're going to go out there and play in any conditions. And, you know, so I was ready for anything. This team was ready for anything. So we just make sure that we just come out here and get the win.
I think you got about 296 tonight. They want you back out there for 4 more yards to keep your streak going.
Is that what?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, nah, man. That streak don't matter, man. We won the football game. That's all I'm happy about.
What was your reaction when the call came in to take the ball to the middle instead of trying to score on the
your It was final smart. Ball? It was smart. You know, we knew we didn't want to put the ball in jeopardy, get them opportunity to rake out the ball or anything like that. You know, just get our get Peyton lined up evenly. You know, we got the win. You know, we were close enough, so we didn't want him kicking from the side. You know, so we just wanted to make sure we got the ball to the middle so he can get an easy kick. So it was a smart play. You know, that's something we practice every week.
What'd you do during the power outage that was going on? I mean, your teammates said they were dancing to Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah, Hannah Montana was going crazy. the whole crowd was going crazy with that one. But no, I was sitting on the heater. I was that's when the lights went off. I don't know when the lights went off. That's when the wind started picking up. I don't know if it had something to do with it. I don't know, it was crazy though. It got cold at that time. Maybe just because I was sitting down a lot, but. You know, I was sitting on the heater.
Did it get more challenging for you after that wind picked up? Did that affect you at all?
I don't make no excuses. So if I ain't make a throw, it's on me. I gotta fix it. I gotta feel the wind. I gotta throw it the right way so the wind can blow it to where I want it to. So, man, it was a great game. You know, guys made plays when they needed to. Man, it was a great win. Tough win.
More carries as the game progressed, and then you broke that 19-yard run. What sort of allowed that to open up?
You know, just keep pushing at it. Going against a good opponent, you know, some things might not work all the time. So, you know, just coming back to it and just doing the things we know that work. So, you know, that was the case.
Thanks, Cam.
Thank you.
Cam, so today was kind of more of a running back by committee effort. What do you think that How do you think that speaks to the depth of your room and kind of just what it all means?
I mean, I say this all the time. I was saying this back in, you know, fall camp that all of us can go. You know, Wayne's a great running back, Rich, Sam, Will, you know, everybody in this room can go. So, you know, it's just whoever has the hot hand at the end of the day, you know, and whoever could be the most productive.
As you got to get utilized a little bit more in the passing game, do you feel like that's just kind of your specialty? You really like just being able to get involved like in every phase of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I want to do everything. I want to be able to do everything. I want to perfect my craft, you know, whether it's in the run game, pass pro and catching and stuff. So, you know, I just want to be a perfectionist, and so I guess that's the result you see on some plays.
Got any favorite play call, like out of the backfield or anything like that?
My favorite play call? I mean, you know, for running backs, God's play is power, so that's always my favorite play.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked Rome this, but I'm going to ask you as well. How much does a win like today propel you forward to a huge game next week?
Oh, it's huge. You know, it's going to get our momentum going, but really we just need to focus on having a great week of practice coming up.
When you guys come into like a game like this where, you know, everyone's talking about the weather all week, like, oh, it's going to be so windy, this and that, do you feel like you're just kind of amps you up a little bit more?
Oh, yeah,
like,
sure.
I like this, just like I got a shoulder to load kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we like to go, as running backs, we go by the legs because, you know, we want to have the weight on our shoulders. You know, we want to be able to carry the team when we have to. So we knew this was going to be a big week for us, you know, considering the weather and the wind.
I know you guys share everything, carries and time and all that, but you get your first start tonight this season.
Yeah.
Does that mean something to you?
I mean, yeah, it means a lot, but you know, like I said earlier, we're all ready to go. You know, every back in the running back room is ready to go. So you know, I just got my number called tonight, so I'm like, I'm gonna make the most of it.
On that point, you had your helmet pulled off, which probably robbed you of a touchdown. would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. That's honestly never happened to me in my lifetime. So I was kind of, you know, kind of, it was frustrating. Yeah. But you know, Wayne got the job done, so you know, I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal catch on that last drive. Can you talk about that play?
Yeah, I mean, you guys seen I had dropped it earlier, so I just wanted to make sure I locked in and made it count, you know, in one of the biggest moments. So, you know, I did that, and I just want to thank, you know, the preparation and the coaching. You know, they make sure that we always have our eyes to the ball and stuff, and, you know, it really pays off.
When that happens, does time slow down sort of when that's in the air? Just what's going through your head when you're seeing that?
I wouldn't say time slows down. You know, I just really locked in. I seen the ball had a little bit of wobble to it, so I guess that made me lock in a little bit more. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just trusted my hands and my eyes.
Was that a similar route to the one that you had dropped? Was it the same route?
It was the same route. It wasn't the same play, but it was the same route. So I was like, I got to make up for it.
Did you talk about going 19 plays and 97 yards and 19 plays?
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of made for perfection to finish off a football game.
Yeah, that's huge. But that's something, you know, we're confident. We know we can do that because we do it all the time in practice. And, you know, that's the thing, you know, Grubb emphasized, you know, the clutch moments like that. And so you can see it all pay off, you know, in moments like that.
You know, we've been talking about it all week, just November, and how crucial of a month that is for, you know, every football program, every season. And, you know, you have to grind through the weather, grind through the injuries that have come to the season. And, you know, for the team to come together and do what we did is definitely going to propel us forward.
How much did the weather impact the passing game today?
It was a little windy out there. I honestly didn't think it impacted that too heavily. You know, we don't think about the weather. We just think about going out there to execute. And I think that, you know, the wind was causing the ball to, you know, have different patterns. But, you know, with Mike Talents, he gets the ball where it needs to be regardless. So not tremendously.
Did they do anything different than you were expecting in the first half, especially because it seemed like it took a little longer to get going today?
Yeah, I think that we had to identify how they were going to play us. I think they came out a little bit differently than, you know, they're comfortable in, it seemed like. You know, they've had 2 weeks to prepare, so they know we're a high-powered offense, so I'm sure they were dialing some stuff up a little bit.
Was there anything hard about this weather tonight? The wind didn't rain.
Honestly, it was kind of a relief. I think that we went in it thinking, I mean, some reports were like it was about to be a hurricane over there, so... You know, we thought it was going to be way, way worse than that. So when it was just wind, a little chilly, we knew we could overcome that.
What did you think when the power went out?
Oh, I don't know, man. That was crazy. I mean, that reminded me of when was the Ravens and the 49ers Super Bowl when the power went out. And I was like, man, they should just let us play with the power out. You know, old school rules, like, you know, just you could get a little bit more chips in dirty plays, and you know what I'm saying? But, nah. But it was interesting. We just try to stay warm, stay focused. But I don't know. Has it ever happened in Husky Stadium like that?
Yeah, Lightning game. 2019.
Okay.
Before you got here.
Oh, 2019. Yeah. Oh, Cal. Oh, the lights went out. Look at Cal. Yeah, I heard that was
what, like an hour delay or something?
Yeah. 2 hours and 39 minutes, in fact.
Shit. We finished at 1:22 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, yeah, that's why y'all get the big bucks, man.
What's the meaning of a win like this for the program?
I think that, you know, like they were saying, it builds character for us. It propels us forward in the season. You know, we got a big opponent next week, and, you know, these last four games of the season are always tough. And, you know, with the weather getting worse and worse and having to focus in more and more, bodies getting more tired, it just gives us that mentality that we're going to go out there and fight no matter what, no matter the score, 2 o'clock, 6-0.
Speaking about that big opponent next week, how much does this win today kind of propel you forward to that big game next week?
I think it does a lot for us, you know, gives us that confidence to carry into the game, you know. I don't know, beating one Oregon team has to mean something for the other, right? And we know that, you know, they're going to give us our best, but, you know, being able to come out here and execute and have that gritty win, I think that it builds character for us and creates more resilience for when, you know, adversity is going to strike.
Cam Bright.
Did State do anything that surprised you guys today?
They didn't. You know, they had a bye week just like us, so we thought they were going to come out with a lot of new things, but they really stayed true to who they are, and we executed all these last 1.5 weeks, so it played into our favor.
Like, you guys had a tough drive the first drive, but then really settled down and stopped them the rest of the game. Did you guys like see something after that that kind of helped you guys out?
We seen it was true to what they were doing, so, you know, we just played our game plan.
Jack Coletto comes in, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
Why is it so tough? It's not just you guys, it's everybody.
Yeah, that's a big boy, so, you know. The hardest ones sometimes be the ones where you know where it's going. You start to think a little too much on it, you know, try to be perfect.
What was the difference in the first half and the second half? Because the first couple of drives, they just seemed to just gash you guys on the ground.
You know, we got that pep talk from our coach in the halftime, and we got reminded, man, that this game is real important to us, and we had to win.
Towards the end of the game, it got a little bit chippy and some stuff on the sideline. What was going on there?
Emotions rising. You know, they're finally winning again, you know, ranked and stuff since 2013. So, you know, they're a little frustrated on their losing the ball game as well.
Peyton Henry.
They moved the ball over, gave you a little bit better angle. Did it matter to you?
No, you know, we just, you know. Yeah, beforehand, you know, we always got those kind of things ironed out. We got down there, and Coach Schmidt came up to me. He goes, center, right? You know, so put the ball in the middle. You know, this is what we practice every week. We had a situation come up in practice where we did the same exact thing. So, you know, just we practiced those things, and it came to fruition tonight.
Did you notice the wind had died down?
Oh, yeah. I was paying attention to that all night because pregame was giving me fits. So, yeah, I was happy, you know, it kind of died down towards the end there.
When did you think it was going to come down to you? Start of the drive?
Started the fourth quarter when it was still tied. I was just visualizing, you know, being in that situation, you know, mentally getting ready for it because I knew it was going to come down to a single kick. So I was ready to go.
How much did winning the toss help out? Because then you guys got to choose which end you defended. And I saw you down at the other end warming up. You were aiming 10 yards off to the left.
Yeah,
and they were swinging him back in.
Yeah, it was a pretty heavy crosswind tonight. It was probably one of the worst wind games I've ever played in, especially in Husky Stadium. It was pretty hard left to right down towards the lakeside. So it was pretty tricky. I had to aim a little bit outside the left upright for it to curl back in. So it was definitely a tricky night to kick around.
And then you had the other end there to win it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like you said, you know, the wind died down a little bit towards the end, so that was good. But, you know, it was a short enough field goal where, you know, I don't think it really mattered at all.
Is this fair play considering they did this to you guys last year?
Yeah, actually, the Oregon State kicker came up to me and said, I guess it was your turn tonight, you know. It's kind of deja vu to last year where they kicked a 20-yard game winner just right at the buzzer. So I guess it was our turn this year.
What is your process on the sideline when you guys have the ball on a last drive and you know it could very well come down to you?
Yeah, just locking in, visualizing, you know, being in that situation, a lot of self-talk, you know, to kind of get in the zone, just getting ready to, you know, whenever my number's called. You know, you never know, especially as a kicker, when your numbers get called. I mean, I didn't kick a field goal until basically the last play of the game, so you always got to be ready no matter what.
On that drive, last drive, what was your comfort range? How close did you think you needed to get?
Going that way, honestly, that was more, you know, into the wind going that way. So, I don't know, honestly, just because it was a hard left to right, and I was especially struggling on that end during pregame warm-up. So, you know, as close as they could get, I was fine with it, you know.
I mean, with the wind gusting and no real rhyme or reason, were you still just entering, aiming for the center?
Oh, yeah, just it was basically PAT at that point, everything, you know, that you think you need to adjust to with the wind, if it was on a hash or, you know, a little further out. You know, kind of just go back to your fundamentals and, you know, trust in that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Late night, huh? what a game. Finding a way to win. That's what we talked about, you know, we have a goal of winning a championship, of winning championships. And, you know, we talked about at halftime, you know, you want to be a championship caliber team. You got to find ways to battle and fight and win games like this. The physical ones, the ones that go back and forth, and the ones that have the adversity that hits you. And, you know, throw in there if you lose, you know, the lights go out, you know, throw that in there now too. But certainly proud of just the resiliency and the fight, you know, the drives at the end, whether it's the defense getting the stop and the offense going the length of the field. A couple times during the game, I felt like the momentum was on our side and we just couldn't quite get over the hump. You know, defense had a third and long, I think, in the third quarter. We got the face mask call, extended their drive, and, you know, kind of felt like at the first quarter or first half, we were battling our way back in the interception for a touchdown. But, you know, the guys just believe. I think that's us. That's who we are. I definitely believe that. And it's fun seeing them just keep scrapping and finding a way. You know, only time I think we led was the very last few seconds of the game. So I'm going to enjoy this one for sure. You know, every game we play from here on out that we win, you know, just makes the next one more important. So it's fun to be a part of that here at this time of the season.
In the first quarter, they just seemed to be able to run the ball at will. It looks like maybe in the halftime you guys made some adjustments. Did you make some adjustments? Were you involved in that at all, or did you leave that to your defense?
I mean, I was in there with the defense. I thought the defense did an amazing job. This coach is, you know what the game plan is and the adjustments that are a part of the game plan. And there were some tweaks and things to just keep testing throughout the first half, but really got in there, and I thought it was really efficient. I was so impressed with the efficiency of the communication and by the coaches, and then taking that into the locker room, and it played itself out exactly how the coaches were portraying it to the defensive side of the ball. And just really hats off to the guys, you know, believing in those adjustments and making the plays, you know, especially there coming out of the locker room in the third quarter.
What is the balance like on that last drive between trying to score a touchdown and then playing for the field goal there in the last couple of plays?
it's really hard for me to not try to score a touchdown. I really feel that's the first time I've ever done that where we intentionally center it to win a game. Never done that. Did feel with the wind and how close we were, you know, it was pretty much an extra point, and just being on a hash and the wind coming across. If we didn't score, you know, just wanted to make sure we gave Peyton the best chance possible to give him, you know, a successful try, so or an opportunity. And so, you know, I just always feel like, you know, they got to respond to a touchdown if we score it. And it was so late in the last minute that, you know, it was going to be hard for them. So, you know, we were trying to score. Obviously, you could see we had, I thought, two good plays and we just missed them. You know, but, you know, you work on the centering the ball and all those things every week in practice. And that very call we worked on, you know, yesterday. And how we called the timeout, they actually called the timeout and then putting the field goal team out there. So pretty proud of the guys in these special moments. You know, we've had different things where we've had Hail Marys and, you know, even playing the ball at the end with certain personnel in the field. Just proud of the way that those guys take that in those practices and put them into the game itself.
Going into the yardage, you were comfortable with Peyton at that you would feel comfortable kicking?
Yeah, I think the 20-yard, if we got to the 20, we felt pretty good. So that catch by CD that he had was kind of right. I can't remember the exact line of scrimmage, but I know we were really back and forth kind of in those few plays on, you know, the range. And it wasn't a matter probably so much if he could hit it. Felt like, you know, Payton's been hitting it pretty strong. It was just, you know, pregame. I saw two balls he kicked right down the middle, and one went left and hit the upright, and one went right and barely got in, you know. And so, you know, he was hitting it even in pregame, and that was kind of the yard marker where, in my mind, pretty much the whole game, we felt pretty comfortable going that direction.
What does that final drive say, where I think a lot of people see this offense and think it's this big explosive passing offense, but you guys have had a couple of games here, been able to kind of matriculate it, to go 92 yards and 18 plays. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, and I felt like that's been the difference with the offense from the beginning is I feel like we execute at a higher level. We have the ability to have the explosives, but compared to most offenses you know, that I've been a part of, I feel like we have the players that just continually will grind and execute that play and make the play that is needed to extend the drive. You know, Devin Culp catching it and knowing where the sticks are at and, you know, being physical enough to surge ahead for the first down. And obviously it's always, the ball's, you know, almost always in Mike's hands, and just you know, being smart. Obviously I know he had a pick, but you know, for the most part he does a great job protecting. And even at the end, you know, we're throwing the ball on first and second down, you know, trying to score because the ball's in his hands. And so that's a lot of trust, but I'm proud of the way the guys were just resilient. And there came a point where, you know, we got close to midfield, and now you knew, like, okay, now we're the aggressors. You know, when you're backed way up, you're worried about the punt into the wind and how much time's going to be left for their offense. And you know, there came a point where we got out of our own territory, where you knew, hey, you know, this is now in our court.
You had an awful lot of third and long and 1/4 and long that you converted. What does that say about the?
I think it's just continues to build on the confidence that they have as an offense. And you know, right guys getting the opportunities. You know, J-Mac in the first half on the 4th down and 10, you know, hitting the corner route, and that led to a touchdown. And you know, just getting the right plays against the right coverages. Coach Grubb doing a great job working with Mike on that. They're seeing the same things, and then Mike just delivering and making the throws.
I think you played in a game at Sioux Falls with a power outage, but have you experienced something like that as a coach, and how do you kind of keep guys engaged when there's a 25-minute pause?
Yeah, in 2018 at Fresno, we had the lights go out, and so we had a 30-minute delay. Exact same thing happened. So just kind of, you know, that was the biggest thing I was probably trying to address with the guys is how hard they had fought to make it the 21-21 score. And we had just gained the momentum, and just to get their minds back on how it felt, you know, even though it was 30 minutes real time, you know, on where we were at, you know, and think about how hard and the adjustments we made at halftime and how they were executing, and just, you know, leave it on the field for the last 11-12 minutes. And they did that.
What can you say about the way that the defense played really most of the game, but specifically down the stretch to give the offense that last opportunity?
Yeah, I think down the stretch that, they're probably a first down away as they get into our territory further and further, you know, where you start getting close to thinking about timeouts, you know, maybe one more first down after that inside the 25, 20-yard line if they'd have gotten down there. And then all of a sudden the penalties start racking up, and then that kind of is where we get a chance to pin our ears back and do what we do best. And, rush the passer. And so I thought in the first half, the two possessions, I think they were back to back, where we got off the field, you know, we had the block punt. And I think the possession before that, you know, we got off the field as well on a fourth down. And so I thought those were ones that just, again, kept us in the game and kept us, you know, in that one score, disadvantage. But one score is all we needed to really kind of get back in it. And, they kept us there, and the offense, you know, got the score. And again, just couldn't quite get over the hump there in the first half. But I just felt like we were the better team out there, you know, just had to get a break to go our way.
I know Oregon State did what they do best, but was it kind of a relief that somebody didn't go after your secondary for almost the first time this season?
I think it's just it's different matchups, you know. They got obviously some very good skill players, but I mean, it's who they are. So you're playing against, you know, that team, and you know, you add the win to it, and there's still a piece where we're going to rush the passer and get some pressure on him. We missed a sack or two that I thought really could have changed the game. We already talked about the face mask, but there's a give and take too, right? Because they wanted to stay ahead in the chains, and when they stay ahead of the chains, that's when they're at their best. The play action off of the run, and getting themselves into the third and twos and the fourth and ones, and you know, bringing Coletto in, and you know, they've been pretty successful all year long. And so that's the style of play. You game plan against that style, and kind of just got to be ready for the big shots. They took a couple, and we protected against it.
Why is Coletto so tough to stop, even when you know what's coming?
Man. He is just, I don't want to say reckless, but he just puts his body out there and just, you know, goes after you. You know, I was so impressed watching the film throughout the week, just bouncing off guys. And, you know, there's a combination of balance and physicality. He's a good football, all-around football player.
You mentioned the wind a little bit. I mean, did that affect the game plan, or what was that that kind of added challenge?
I think it affects the kicking game the most. There was a time or two where I felt like I thought there was Mike scrambled to his left and threw a ball probably 20-25 yards down the field. And he's not perfect, but I felt like maybe the wind pushed the ball back a little bit into the middle of the field as he was going left. It pushed it more back to the right. So I think there were some of those plays that happened, but he throws a tight spiral. He spins it well. Maybe there was a ball that, you know, we kind of dropped on us, and, you know, that's the big thing is that the ball moves, you know, so you got to keep your eyes on it all the way until you have it in your hands. And I think we had a drop or two that, probably had a little bit to do with the weather.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount+, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.